Hello.
Hey, Tom?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, did Levi talk to you? I spoke with him this morning.
No, he hadn't. What'd he say?
Oh, he said he wanted to move forward with it, and he was going to touch base with you and to have me call you at this time. That was about 2 hours ago.
Well, he didn't tell me, but okay. If we go forward,
mm-hmm.
You said it would be a monthly payment of $200, right?
Yep, it'll be $199,
okay.
And it's month to month. I went over all this with him. So you guys aren't signing any kind of long-term contract. He was triple-checking everything. I was able to include the website for you at no additional cost. I know you have a site currently, but he was telling me he's not sure about if that's something you guys want to roll with long-term. They might want to change it. So I was able to include that service as well, and no extra charge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got my... So you need my card information.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have
now
most
he,
of the information, but, yeah, the billing information is what's going to secure it and get everything rolling.
And he did feel like it would be okay.
Yeah.
Let him kind of take care of the advertisement aspect
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the other part, you know.
That's what he was saying, too. But he said he looked at all our reviews. All our reviews are good. I sat down with him, went over it. So he was really happy with it. And he said as long as it's month to month, you know, he's definitely more than willing to move forward at the $199. But he told me to call you back because you're the one with the billing information. So that's kind of how that conversation ended. He was like, give it a couple hours, call him 2 hours from now. I'll let him know it's good to go. And then so I was anticipating us getting it set up right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the one that kind of makes the decision whether to go forward, but I wanted him to check it out, kind of. Let me, I'll have to go outside and get the,
okay.
Get that information.
Okay, while you're doing that, I wanted to verify an email address. I already added both of you as owner, and then I had him listed as co-owner. So he's involved in the campaign. I told him when the payment clears, I'm going to send him the receipt as well as the information to log into the tracking system, since he said he's
okay.
going to do a lot of the communication. He was telling me, like, moving forward, he might have you be a little more hands-off as far as actually doing work, you know, maybe more so just dealing with clients and overseeing jobs. He said that was kind of the plan for you moving into the future.
Yeah. Well, is he now on there? Who are they going to contact? Will they be contacting me or him?
Yeah, so he told
right.
me that I could list either or. It was really your preference. Like, I was going to list his number as the primary, but he said that if you wanted to take the calls, I could put you as the primary and him as the secondary. So that way they try you first, and if it doesn't go through and
yeah,
you don't answer,
I think
it'll
that's best since I'm actually the owner of the company. I told him if he wanted to go on high.
I told him the same thing because every time I call you, you answer. I had to call him like 30 times before we finally talked this morning. You know what I mean? I feel like the whole reason it's been taking a week or so to dragging out is just because I was trying to get a hold of Levi. So it seems like you're responsible when it comes to answering.
What happens is he'll get the information,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll he'll hand it to me, and sometimes he sent me the wrong person, you know, this thing. This way I can just write it down in a book and
mm-hmm.
the address, phone number, and the day, and then just we won't have to be back and forth.
Right.
And he's at work sometimes, so it'll be harder for him to answer.
Right. But so. I'm still keeping him in the loop and giving him full access to make any changes and modifications. I understand it's going to take the both of you.
And a secondary phone number is fine.
Yeah.
For that.
I have him as the secondary. So you're the primary and he's the secondary phone number. And then as far as ownership, I have you both listed as owner, co-owner, and then I'm sending him all the login information. So he'll be able to monitor the reviews, you know, track the return on investment from the campaign.
Right. All right, I got the card.
Okay, well, before we do that, I just want to verify, do you have a business email where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Yes.
Okay, what's your email?
Oh. @gmail.com.
Oh, you cut out there. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, it went over to my car.
Okay.
Brady Thomas 73 @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
Brady Thomas 73 @gmail.com.
Okay, I got it, Tom. Thank you. And how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
As far as when they can call me.
Yes.
Basically. I mean, anywhere from 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock or something like that.
Eight to eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I mean, they could probably call me on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably do Monday through Saturday, but I may not take any work. You know, I might schedule them in.
Okay. So how about I go 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday for calls?
Okay.
Okay, and then Sunday closed. I just want to make sure we have as much opportunity as possible. Even if they call you on Saturday, if it's not good, you'll schedule them out anyway, you know, at a time that's best for you.
Well, and even if they call me on Sunday, I'll still answer as long as I'm not in church or something busy, you know.
Right, right. Good man. Okay, I mean, I could list it 8 to 8 Monday through Sunday because it's really just for phone calls. You know, there's a little green icon that'll say open and a red one to say closed. And I don't want them not calling you at all just because it says closed, right? I'd rather just leave it open. That way, if you want to hash it out and circle back with them on Monday or Tuesday the following day, you can just let them know when they call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I got y'all set up here. Let's go ahead and secure the payment. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
It's under my name. The card's Thomas Brady.
Okay.
Brady Tree Service.
Okay, got the business name on it. Okay. And is the billing address the same as that 10232 Chestnut Hill Road address we're sending your Google PIN to? Okay. All right, Tom, I'm ready for you.
Okay, and you need my card number, right?
Correct, yep.
5418.
5418.
3001.
3001. 0090. 0090. 3342.
3342. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? 626.
6 of 26. And then there's a little 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah. 690.
690. Okay. And then there's going to be a client interview. Do you know of a time where I'd be able to get you and Levi at the same time?
Well, he works 12-hour days, but Monday, Tuesday, he doesn't. Sunday, he doesn't. Half a day, Wednesday.
Okay, I don't want to waste that much time, though, wait all the way till Monday or Tuesday. It's Thursday now, you know. That's 3-4 days away.
Right.
We could have a lot done by then. But what's going to happen is I want to do an interview with you where we interview you and all the services you provide. That way, we're listing you properly. I don't want you getting calls from somebody that's asking you to do something you don't do. You're wasting your time and their time, you know? And then we also want to go over, like, the service area and any modifications that you guys want to make to the website. So, I mean, I could schedule it, like, later today or tomorrow, but it usually is about a 30 to 40-minute call. You know, it's all set questions. They won't ask anything difficult. It's not like I need to get you on a computer or do anything fancy. We do all the legwork on it. We just got to pick your brain and make sure we're representing you properly.
How late can it be? Is it not off work?
Well, the advantage that we have is that we're on Pacific Standard Time, so I could, you know, the latest I could do would be 5 and 6 this afternoon. or tomorrow afternoon, 5 and 6, at Central Time.
Time to think.
Yeah, it's tough.
He's at work till then. So,
yeah, it sounds like he's got a crazy schedule. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we could do it with you, and then I can, I already sent him my direct number and extension. So, like, once we have it set up, if he wants to change anything about it, he could always just give me a call, and I can make some modifications for him. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We could do that then.
Yeah, okay. We'll set it up with you. What was that?
Today's the 16th, I believe it is.
Today's the 15th. Tomorrow's the 16th.
Okay. Google Splash, it'll be going
mm-hmm.
up probably.
Google Local Splash. I'm going to send you an invitation to your email, and I'll also text you an hour before. I just want to make sure that's the time we're aiming for. You want to go 5 to 6 today or tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow, because I'm going to be at a dinner at 5.
Ooh, you think you'd be able, I mean, you're not going to have your other half at dinner talking about business. She going to bonk you on the head. You know, my lady makes me put the phone away when I sit down for dinner.
Yeah, I don't have a lady.
Oh, okay. My apologies. I mean, bring up anything old. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. But I still don't like to be interrupted. I got family, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a priority. I got two little boys, and, you know, once I'm home, I'm home. I try to be present wherever I am.
Okay, what other information do you need? You say you need to talk to me tomorrow or tonight?
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow between 5 and 6. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to schedule it since you say that works better for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I sent you an invitation to your email. I'll also text you about an hour before. And then I'm going to send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement. You got to sign off on it. I'll also forward it to Levi, so that way he has it. Everything that I send you, I'm going to send to Levi too, just to make sure, except for the invoice receipt. The invoice receipt only goes to the email address that we have on file, which is thebradythomas73@gmail.com. And every month that you use it, you know, it'll send the invoices there. So at the end of the year, when you go to write this off, because you'll get it back, you can write it off as a business expense. It's already on the business account, but you can, all the invoices will sent over digitally to your email there.
Okay.
All right.
If I want to change emails, I can later.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
I got so much junk that gets sent to my email. I'd like to have just a separate email for my business.
Okay.
That allows, you know, like Rule King or different ones that have it, and they send me stuff. I have hundreds of emails, and it's so hard when somebody sends me one to find it, you know.
Yeah.
We get hundreds of them in my
career. Yeah, I know how that goes. I have, I've been doing this for 10 years, so, and I had the same email the whole time. I got work email and a personal one, and they got thousands and thousands and thousands. So much, even though I work here as at a Google partner, Google tries to charge me for all the data that's in there just to save it all. But I got so much information and business owners that I've worked with over the years where it's like, you know, you can't have any of it go anywhere. You got to make sure you save it all. So it's crazy, the emails. But okay. I got your account set up. You should receive a text message here. Looks like it got sent over to the Levi's number at the 6350, but I'm going to forward it over to you as well, manually here. And this will have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So I put you guys on a discounted pricing structure. Remember, it was originally $299, and then last week when we were talking, I offered you the $199, and that's when you said you wanted me to talk to Levi. So that deal still stands, right? You're still getting all the bells and whistles in that $299 package, but for just the $199 month to month. So that agreement's going to have that all outlined in black and white. That's why I'm sending it over to you. That way, you know, if you guys are still with us, you know, 2-3 years from now, the bill's the same. It's not going to change. Our agreement is our agreement, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to send you my number, too. Okay. And that's more so just if you need to get a hold of me. I think you have it already. I know I sent it over to Levi this morning. I've talked to you a few times. But I'll resend it to you again here just so you have it.
Okay, I see here, John. Okay, that's John.
Yep, that's it. That's me.
And do I need to sign something?
Yeah, so that subscription terms at the bottom, it'll have your it'll ask you to sign off on it. So it'll have the whole agreement in writing.
I don't see nothing to sign off the.
Oh, if you go to the text. The text that says, yeah, click here to accept the subscription terms. And then at the bottom of this, once you get in there, at the bottom of that, it'll ask you to sign your first and last name. You just click the box and type it out as it appears above. It should come across as Thomas Brady.
Okay, phone number, OPT out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that. Did I check them little boxes?
Yeah, if you're okay with us sending you text messages, if you do okay with that, if you check it, I think it's saying to opt out if you check it. So if you check it, then I can't text you. If you leave it unchecked.
Oh, it says, yeah, OPT, op, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So don't check that one. But the other one I need to check.
I'm
certified that I am an authorized holder.
Yeah. You want to make sure that's not somebody pretending to be you and running a transaction under your card.
Okay, sign. Did I hit a button to sign?
Yeah, you should hit confirm signature down there.
Okay.
And then it'll take you to the username and password page. And don't worry about the username and password right now. I'm going to send it over to you and Levi with the YouTube video. It shows them how to use it. And I'm going to send them a link for the downloadable app so that way he could download it to his phone. That way if he's out there working, he could still monitor it from his phone. I was talking about that earlier. All right. Let me update.
My phone is so... I think I'm out of data.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, and it goes slow when you're out of data.
Time to upgrade. Well, you know, I don't think it's that. You know, some service providers, too, it's when you're on the phone using the cellular signal and then using the internet for something, like to submit that signature. They don't really work at the same time. If you have a certain provider like T-Mobile or I think there's a different one out there, too, that's like that. Those prepaid ones where they do that to you. So you can only do like one thing at a time. They're not that great for multitasking.
Right.
Yeah. All right, but it looks like, oh, no, I didn't get it back from you. So maybe the signature didn't go through. But it's okay.
Yeah,
you can take your time with it. Okay.
I checked the box and I tapped it on
confirm. Did you sign your name exactly as it appears above? The box?
Oh, well, I tried to sign it, and it won't do nothing.
Yeah, you might have to delete it all the way and start from the beginning and just type it out as Thomas Brady. Thomas space Brady.
Look here. Okay, there we go.
Went through?
And just type it in?
Yep, you just type it in, just as it appears above. And then I'm sending everything over to Levi right now, too, so that way he's getting it.
Then confirm.
There you go. Yeah, we got it back. It says confirmed. So that username and password page, like I said, don't worry about that. During your client, or at the end of the client interview on, tomorrow between 5 and 6, we'll send the information over to you and Levi for you to download the app, watch the YouTube video, and log into that tracking system. Now, I let him know there's a pin that's coming in the mail. I don't know if you normally check the mail. He was saying he'll probably be the one that gets it. But it's coming to the 10232 Chestnut Hill Road. There's a little postcard. It'll say Google on it. It'll say Brady Tree Service. And then there's a little five-digit number on the back. I'm going to need that number from you when it comes in. Okay?
Okay. Keep an eye on that.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that. Don't throw it away or mistake it for junk mail. It's not some promotion or anything. That's your Google pin. You guys only got to do that one time for as long as you own the business. That's how it gets you that little dot on the map, kind of letting people know that you're actually out there in Crab Orchard.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
All right. So I just want to let you know, too. So today is your start date. Today it's the 15th. You won't get billed again, or you're not set to get billed again until July 15th. At that time, it'll be the same pricing structure, $199. You only get charged one time per month, so you don't get any kind of surprise charges. There's no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. I expressed that to Levi. That was very important to him, that there was no surprise charges popping up. He's pretty tired of the pay-per-lead system that you guys got. So there's no other charges. It does state you could discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not bound to any kind of contract or anything like that. There's no cancellation fees. As I told him, if you guys discontinue it, you'll still be Google verified. You'll still have full ownership of your Google listing. You'll still have all the content we create for you. You just won't see yourself on the first page when you're looking for tree services anymore. Okay? We'll just stop doing the optimization. But everything else you'll still have. So, you know, all the credibility factors, the Google verification, those are things that are going to benefit you guys long term. People won't have any concerns about hiring you. Okay? And it says, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Oh, did it say that on my phone?
Yeah, it's a recording. So it just asked if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's basically the gist of our initial setup. Obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I've been in communication with you. It's not going to stop. That's what I told Levi. We want to make sure it's working for you guys, especially like the first month. You know, we'll be following through just to make sure everything's working. We don't get paid unless you guys get paid, so it's really important to us. We don't mean to bug you, but we just want to make sure it's working. And then once we see it's all working and you and Levi got the hang of it and the clients are rolling in, we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing. But over the next couple of weeks, you're going to get quite a few phone calls from us just to make sure everything's getting up and running, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to the rest of your day. I'm looking forward to working with you. And then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 5 o'clock for that client interview, okay? Don't forget.
Okay.
All right, Tom. I'll talk to you soon. You're very welcome. You have a great day.